Okay, good morning. This is Commissioner Richard Weaver from District 2. And with me this week, I have Judge Richard Titus with me. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate the opportunity to be here.
All right, for the people of Carroll County, first of all, who are you? What can we say about you here in the county as far as where you came from and where you are?
Well, I'm one of four circuit court judges. We have two trial courts in Carroll County, the district court and the circuit court. I'm on the circuit court. We're the, I jokingly say, the varsity level court because it hears the larger cases and the like as far as what we have. There are unlimited cases and controversies, felonies, jury trials. That's what we do. We don't do rent court traffic cases. That's the district court. But I'm one of four judges, lived in Carroll County for over 30 years, was a lawyer on Main Street for about 25 of those years, and have been on the court total time on the court a little over 3 years, 3.5 years thereabouts. So.
Well, that's good. And the reason I had you in today, you know, the pandemic has had a great effect on everybody here, and the court system has been really affected by this. Can you give us a little background on, you know, what has happened with the courts, where you are at the present time, and maybe a little bit of your vision as far as where we're going in the future with the courts here in Carroll County?
Well, like everything else, the pandemic has been significantly affected court operations. We were about the same time Governor Hogan issued his first executive order, the stay-at-home order, our chief judge of the Court of Appeals, that's Maryland's highest court, issued an administrative order that put all courts in the state on effectively emergency operation status. We're not closed, but we're only hearing certain emergency matters as the pandemic unfolds. At this point, the administrative order from the chief judge has been amended several times, but right now the emergency operations for courts statewide are scheduled to continue until June 5th. Unless the order gets modified in the meantime. So at this point, we're only open for hearing certain emergency matters. The emergency matters in my court really deal with bail reviews, emergency custody matters, juvenile detention hearings, emergency evaluations and the like, certain cases like that. But just about everything else is stayed or stopped. They're not doing rent court cases in the district court. Foreclosures have been stayed and stopped in their tracks. It's a very, very strange time for us as far as operations, but we're definitely on a reduced operation status right now.
Okay, for someone that gets locked up for whatever out here and they are in the jail or in our detention center for a period of time, does that mean they have a chance to here you have a chance to set their bail or deal
sure.
with them?
We do it the way we have been doing it since the emergency operation started is the state's attorney as well as the defense lawyer, usually the public defender, sometimes private counsel, are contacted by telephone and their telephone connection is piped into the courtroom. I'm in the courtroom with court personnel. The defendant is video streamed from the detention center. So they're participating, can hear everything that's going on, and a determination regarding their bail or pretrial release conditions is made right there. So we don't have everyone in the courtroom interacting with one another to keep distancing as appropriate as possible. But we are definitely, anytime someone is picked up, bail reviews are done in that fashion, both in the district and in the circuit court.
Okay, now, a lot of crime in Carroll County is crime of opportunity, minor theft and things like that. But we occasionally have a major crime. Does this work the same no matter what level of crime we're looking at as far as
the same bail determinations are being made by judges every day. And the bottom line is if the reviewing judge feels that the defendant is a public safety risk, generally speaking, there's not going to be bail granted. If it's a flight risk, if it's more of a concern like that, then bail might be granted. They might be released on their own recognizance. But if someone comes in on a serious case where there's a public safety threat, they will be held without bond. I had one yesterday where that was held without bond, where it was an open warrant that was picked up. There was an allegation of failure to comply with probation, and the facts in that case were such that I deemed it appropriate to hold them without bond.
Wow. So this, I have to ask the question, how is this working? Well, not, what are your thoughts?
Well, we're fortunate in that Carroll County, the state of Maryland has converted to an electronic court system. There's no longer paper files. Everything's filed electronically. So in certain ways, that's been a benefit to us because it allows us to telecommute. I can pull up the entire file wherever I may be as long as I have internet access. So we really only need to have one judge in the courthouse to hear emergency matters on a daily basis, and that's what's been happening. We have a rotating schedule where someone is available for any emergency petition. Otherwise, courthouse staff, judges, their staff are telecommuting and are accessing things remotely. And fortunately, because we have converted over to the electronic format, it's sort of been seamless doing that, but it has absolutely impacted operations as far as what's coming in. There does not seem to be as many filings from the lawyers. There do not seem to be as many filings from the public. There certainly do not seem to be as many active prosecution cases going on or arrests going on because all trials are temporarily halted. We're not going to be resuming trials until June 5th. So when you're a judge and you'd like to hear trials, if there's no trial work going on, there's not a whole lot to handle other than the paperwork that we can certainly do remotely, and that's what we've been handling.
Now, is this going to be, when things do open up, is there going to be a major backlog?
There's going to be a floodgates opening is what's going to happen. I mean, I think people have asked, I've heard inquiries being made, well, can I file a rent court case for someone who's not paying me? And the answer is yes, you can file it today. When it's going to be scheduled for trial remains to be seen. So presumably if people are doing that, there could be a huge number of rent court cases. There can be a lot of eviction cases. There can be foreclosure matters. Whatever the backlog may be, we're going to have to deal with. I mean, it's bad enough that the chief judge has issued in her most recent administrative order has suspended the running of the statute of limitations for civil cases for as long as the courts are closed. Okay. So if people need more time, they're going to adjust the time for it based upon the emergency. So it's kind of a desperate times because it's called for desperate measures, and we're certainly doing the best we can.
Wow, that's interesting to hear that, you know, we're getting along fine right now, but then when this does hit and you do need a trial, that is going to be significant.
The way they're going to start things, recognizing that it's going to take some time to get back to normal operations, assuming the June 5th date doesn't get adjusted. It's been adjusted once already, but assuming it stays June 5th is when we reopen and go off of the emergency schedule. They're going to start hearing primarily bench trials and the like for the first 60 days. Jury trials will not start for another 60 days for a bunch of reasons, not the least of which is the jurors have to be summoned. They have to be notified and get the summonses out and get the cases scheduled. So I would expect that we're going to have a big wave of things starting in June, followed by later in the summer, we're going to have more jury trials than the county's probably seen in a while because they've all been put on hold.
Well, that's neat to know. This is happening everywhere in the state, though.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So we're not unique. So whatever happens here is going to be happening everywhere. And
We've done all kinds of things to try and accommodate using technology. We've done some hearings by Zoom or Skype, as the case may be, is what we use, where we have the lawyers participating remotely. We're still trying to do as much as we can, but courts are inherently set up where the parties have to be physically present in front of you, and it really does give some operational difficulties. But we have been trying to do remote hearings by whether it's telephone conference on the record, whether it's video conference, other things like that. And we've managed to make the best of things. But this is one judge who's looking forward to getting back to normal as soon as possible.
Wow, that's great to hear. At least people out here have an understanding of what's happening in the court system and where we are at the present time. Now, looking beyond this, are there some good things that have come out of this that you think will carry through in future years that maybe streamline some of the courts?
I do. I think that there's the ability where in the future, since we're all sort of learning to adapt with technology and use of video, that we could be able to make use of that in a wider range of cases going forward in the future, where there's not a specific need to have everyone in the courtroom. I think it has made us all become experts relatively quickly on how to use this technology, and it's been beneficial. So I can see that being a benefit in the future.
You know, we start talking about the new normal coming here in the future, and you know, we're looking at the way people shop, the way people deal with businesses, and I'm sure the courts, unless you're involved in the courts or in front of a judge, sometimes you don't want to think about this, but it is going to be maybe a chance for some advancement in the technology and the things we've never thought about before. And I think we're all going to be facing this in the future. And it's really nice to hear what you have to say as far as where the courts are. And I know we're at our time limit now, but I just want to thank you for coming in today and talking to the people of Carroll County.
Well, you're very welcome. I just want to make sure people know that the courts are not closed. We're on emergency operations only. They can still file things. They can still get things filed for any case they have. It may take a little bit longer to get into a hearing, though. So that's the bottom line.
That's good to know. And this is Commissioner Richard Weaver from District 2, wishing you a good, healthy week ahead. And we'll be back on the air in a few weeks. Thank you.